Hi, this is Steve from Thunder Basin Ford, and here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Domestic incident involving a pregnant Gillette woman. I'm Chris Brinta with your news. A 19-year-old man is charged with an alleged assault on his pregnant girlfriend. According to police, this occurred on the 100 block on East Walnut. The victim claims her and the suspect, her boyfriend, were joking around physically, and she accidentally hit him. He became enraged and allegedly assaulted her and had his hands around her neck, causing visible injuries. Also, the 21-year-old victim reported her boyfriend holding a knife to her neck. The 19-year-old suspect was charged with felony, strangulation of a household member, and felony aggravated assault on a pregnant woman. We'll keep a close eye on this story and keep you posted. In 4 days, Governor Mark Gordon's latest health orders/guidelines are set to expire. These orders include the statewide mask mandate. The orders also include the limit on people in restaurants and a curfew of 10 p.m. where restaurants and bars must close at 10 p.m. Locally, Gillette authorities have not offered any citations for the current health mandates. Now, Gordon has updated the orders starting January 8th. For more on that, here's Reese Monaco for the Cowboy State News Network.
Governor Mark Gordon announcing a return to normal operating hours for bars and restaurants and praising Wyoming residents in a decline in hospitalizations around the state due to the coronavirus. Effective January 9th, updated health orders permit bars and restaurants to resume on-site consumption from 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. The updated orders also allow gyms to increase the number of participants in group fitness classes from 15 to 20. In a statement, Governor Gordon says he wants to express his gratitude to those businesses that adapted to these temporary measures. He says these have not been easy times for anyone, and we are not out of the woods yet. But continued personal safety measures while the vaccine is being distributed will enable the state schools and businesses to continue to remain open.
Thanks, Reese. That is your Basin Radio Network news update. To hear the full report, go to basinsradio.com.